I was like, no.
Okay, okay. So what we say yesterday was the goyim's pshat in the Gemara Brachas. The goyim's pshat in the Gemara Brachas.
Rabbi, your camera's off in case you didn't know.
Okay, good point. I was trying to hide, but you know, no hiding from Adam.
We can hide, but you can't hide.
Yeah. So the people were referencing that there's a machlokes in the Gemara Brachas. Okay, the Gemara asks Akasha. The V'yigisa bo'yom of Elila seems to say you have to learn all the time. V'asafta d'ganecha sounds like you should do work and bring in your grain. So Reb Shimon bar Yochai says, kan ba'aisim r'shoyin ishal makam, kan ba'ainoisim r'shoyin ishal makam. When you're doing the right thing, v'yigisa bo'yom of Elila. U'malachtam nasis ha'de'achir. Other people will do your work. But if you're not doing Ritzayin HaShem HaKayim, then after the Ganachal, you have to do your own work. Rabbi Shmuel says no. Rabbi Shmuel says that even though you're supposed to learn, but you do after the Ganachal, and the Mela, you're out of work, and in the time that you have, after you finish working, you should be learning. That's Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says, who's correct? Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai? So famously, the Gemara answers, "Harbe also Rav Shimon bar Yochai v'lo also b'yadan." Many people tried to do like Rav Shimon bar Yochai and it didn't work. But Harbe also Rav Shimon also b'yadan. Many people did like Rav Shimon and it worked. So seemingly, the Gemara is paskening like Rav Yishmael because that's the way to do it. So says the Goyin and Rav Chaim Volozhiner. By the way, this is a connection back to Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He speaks out the Goyin's shita more clearly in a few places. One was in the Nefesh Chaim, one was in Ruach Chaim. Both, he says. No, and by the way, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shulchan Malashana in the Bir Alachan, some Rishon Nun Beis, Rishon Hay, that no, Shulchan Malashana said, the Gemara is not paskening like Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara is saying, Harbe, for most people, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't work. But for Yechidim, it works. Okay? So now, the going, what? Right. For Harbe people, you have to do like Rabbi Shmuel. Harbe also, it's not for the Rabbin. But for Yechidim, there are people here and there, Mishin Asai Libo Lakai Mitzvah Zukaroi, then for Yechidim, for individuals, you can do like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. That's Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner's Pshat. To expound on that Pshat, the Goyin says, because it's very meduyik in the Psukim, the first parsha of Kriya Shema says, so we pointed out yesterday, we're talking about somebody that loves Hashem, and also, the second parasha of Kriya Shema says, it does not say, so, Zokta Goyin, the second parasha is talking about somebody that even though it says Oysen Ritzon Shemakom, he's not Oysen Ritzon Shemakom with his money. When it comes to his money, no, I gotta work, I gotta make it happen, right? So says the Goyin, it's very meduye because the first parasha is a guy that even in his money, he's gonna give up everything for Hashem. That's a Reb Shimon Bar Yochai Dekayir. The first parasha of Krishma is B'chol Ma'odecha. The second parasha is Rabbi Shmuel Yid. He's not holding by Mechol Me'odecha. No, when it comes to money, I need the money in the bank. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Yid. Zokt the Goyin, think about the pasuk. The first parasha of Kriya Shema is talking in Lashon Yachid. Ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Mechol Avavcha, Mechol Nafshcha, Mechol Me'odecha. Oh, for a Yachid? Mechol Me'odecha. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai could be. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is for Yechidim. There are Yechidim Mechol Me'odecha that could do Mechol Me'odecha. But for the Rabbim, Harbe also Kerb Shmuel. That's for Rabbi Shmuel Yidin. So the second parasha of Kriya Shema where it says Mechol Avavchem, Mechol Nafshchem, Beloshen Rabbim doesn't say Mechol Me'odecha because most people are not Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Yidin. So Mamela, the Goyin says that someone that's not Shimon Bar Yochai Yid, and he's not holding on B'chol B'Ma'idacha, he's called Einos in Ritzon HaShem Makom, and he needs to do Rasafta D'Ganacha. Okay, so that's where we're fleshing out a little bit the Gemara from yesterday. All this is going, the two parashias, okay? Now, all this, what I just said, is in Ois Yud Dalet in the Goyin over here. The great says, "V'ha'ivdim es Hashem gam b'ma'idam malachtam nasar de acherim, aval ha'ivdim rak b'cholavavam malachtam nasar de atzman." Like it says, "V'asafta d'ganav." So I just added some explanation to that paragraph. That's what he's saying over there. Okay, so you know that's the pshara. Okay, good. Let's continue. Next letter. Amazing what he's going to say now. He says, "Toiv lehischaber im ha'anim." It's good to be around poor people. V'hamisnagim b'shiflos. And people that are knowing to have simple things in life. V'leishev yimoyim. Be with those people. Why? K'ayidei zeh yikne b'nafshay midas ha'histapkos. Because you'll realize you can live with a lot less than what you have. V'liyo yisameach b'chalkon. If you're always with people that have less than you, you'll be very happy with what you have. Wow. You know, at least I have a car. This guy's riding on a bicycle. My car, you know, makes a noise. You can hear me coming 2 blocks away. But myself, at least I have a car, right? So you could be samech b'chalkot. Masha'in kein, as opposed to a person, I'm mischaber im harashirim, he's always hanging out with people with a lot more money than him, and it develops a competition. Af im yarviach harbe, you can make a lot of money. Tisbana enav, there's always going to be someone with more money than you. Right? Tisbana enav tamid milirdef achar hahevel. You're going to constantly be running after hevel, after useless futility. Koi sha'omru ein adam meis. A person cannot die. V'chatzi ta'avosoi. The other, right? So my son today was telling me a whole story about this guy who's the second richest person in the world. This guy is the second richest person in the world, and he had a whole story. And then my daughter says, "Yeah, he's also probably the most depressed person in the world." I said, "Why?" I said, "Because he's not the first richest." You know, the rest of us, all right, we are, you know, we're not trying to be the first or second. We're fine. This guy, he's the second richest person in the world. It's probably so depressing. Look how close it could have been to being the richest, right? So it's a great part. So that is you know, it all is a matter of perspective. Everybody has more than someone else. It's a question is, who are you comparing yourself to? Now, there's a very fascinating shtickle in the Orchos Chaim LaRosh. Orchos Chaim LaRosh is a Musaf Sefer that Rosh wrote. It's very small pieces, very small one-liners. It's like, bam, one-liners. And it's divided up into 7 days. In Kelm, in Europe, in Kelm, they used to learn it during Elul. Every day, they split up into 7 days. And every week, you would finish the whole Sefer. There's actually an art scroll, Orchos Chaim LaRosh. There's an art scroll one. And it's printed in a lot of places. In Lakewood Yeshiva, also during Elul, after Shachris, they learned Orchos Chaim LaRosh. So over there, he has one paragraph that says you should always be with people who are above you. And then he has another paragraph that says you should always be with people that are below you. So he explains, he says, when it comes to Ruchnias, you should always be with people that are above you. And you should not be Sameach B'chalkoi in Ruchnias. You could be happy at your accomplishments. You could be proud of your accomplishments, but you shouldn't be histapkos with your accomplishments. So how do you make sure that you don't have histapkos? You don't feel sufficient with what you have in Ruchnias? Be with people that have more than you. Like the Goyim saying here, right? If you're with people that have more than you, you're always going to want more. So when it comes to Ruchnias, you should strive for more, strive for better, and you'll be around those people. Wow. I thought, you know, okay, look, I was coming to Shachar, coming to Minyan is good. Well, this guy's coming on time. I'm late. Wow. You know, I thought, look at the rest of the world. 90% of the world doesn't even put on tefillin. At least I put on tefillin. Then you go to Shul. Okay, now, look, most people don't come to Minyan. At least I come to Minyan. Okay, this guy comes on time. It all, again, there's always going to be people that are doing less than you and always going to be people that are doing more than you. And what's going to determine whether you're successful or whether you're happy or whether you could do is who you're around and who you're comparing yourself to. But in Gashmias, he says, you should always be with people that have, you should always look to the people that have less than you to give you the histapkos in that. So it's mamish, a matter of perspective, right? So the going in this particular piece is being very practical. many of these pieces are like more philosophical, more theoretical. You know, this is a good idea, but here's Mamash giving you advice. The advice is compare yourself with the people that have less. This is a good etza, how to be happy with what you have. You know, you'll be very, very, you know, and this is true in everything, you know, in health and in different situations in life, you know, realize that there's, you know, everyone has a tremendous amount of brachas, and we can focus on those brachas, we'll be much happier people, you know. So someone even told me now, he said that, you know, someone that I know, and they're going through, you know, something difficult, and they said, you know, they heard, they're going through something very, very difficult, but then when they look around them, they're like, there are so many people that are going through things that are harder than me. I'm happy. I'm happy with what I have, you know? It all is a matter of perspective. Okay, let's try to finish this Parag Gimel tonight before Shabbos, and next week we'll start Dalet. A person shouldn't focus on getting too much money. He should focus on having enough and being able to give tzedakah. He'll be fulfilled by his mitzvah of tzedakah. The after who knows and yoisim aroyla, mi mashi yilei harbe, v'lo yitin kimishpata etzarach litin kifirakot. He says a person doesn't have a lot of money, then probably he's giving enough tzedakah. What's the worst? He's giving too much. Okay, that's not such a bad avera. But he says if the guy has too much and he's giving too little, that's worse. So it's a much bigger nisayon. It's a much bigger nisayon to give big amounts, even if you have a lot of money, than to give what you have. You know, someone told me, he said he's a very, very wealthy person today, and he gives out a lot of money. He gives out probably 60% of his income, he said. So he told me, he said, probably to charity, I give away 60% of my income. All right. So, and he says, but don't worry, I'm allowed because Usher Muflog is permitted. Anyway, so he says, when I was first starting and I was first in college or whatever, I had no money. I could barely pay my rent, but I always gave my son. And Lemaisa, the $18 check that I used to write when I could barely put together rent, that hurt me a lot more financially than a $10,000 check today. But Lemaisa, the $10,000 check is still harder to give. It's a lot of money. Right? It doesn't matter that I don't really, I needed those $18 more than I need this money, this $10,000. But that doesn't mean it's easier to give it away. It's a lot of money. So the going is saying that Lemaisa, the nesoyan of giving away the tzedakah according to what you have is still very difficult. Okay. Everything's a nesoyan, like the Masilas Yesharim says, right? Poverty has its nesoyan and wealth has its nesoyan. Okay. Afal pi, shagam ha-pazronos yoyse midayin al-tzara yoyse toiv. This is similar to what he was saying before. He says, overspending is not a good midah. However, sometimes it's not the end of the world. But hakilos, but being stingy, is never good. So overspending is not a great midah, but it, sometimes a good thing could come out of it. But being stingy says nothing good will ever come out of it. It's never going to end up being positive. That's what he says. Okay, so I think, if we had to sum up this chapter, chemda, taiva, moisreis, you know, focusing on success, monetary success, that's pretty much summing up, I think, Parag Gimel. Very practical stuff, very, very down-to-earth stuff. And, okay, I think, you know, Baruch Hashem got through that. Now he starts, I think, getting a little more, you know, esoteric. We'll see what happens in the next part. Okay? Have a good shot, everybody. Good job.
Shalom. Good job.